Martha Bang with Forever Homes with us this morning. Welcome.
Good morning. Good morning. How's everyone surviving with the cold and the snow and the yuck?
Burning a lot of wood.
Yeah, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
So I thought we'd talk a little bit this morning about some cold weather activities we can do with our pets, because we have been experiencing this at the facility as well.
Okay.
You know, the other morning when we had a crud ton of snow, our dog runs were drifted, and we just put the Huskies out there and let them knock the snow down. Like, they had a great time. But our little short-haired, like, pity lab friends are like, oh, like picking up their feet and whatnot. So I thought we'd talk about a few things that we kind of do at the facility when we can't spend as much time outside. So one thing we learned when our good friend Kelly Steamer used to work for us, she's CSO now, but she's a licensed vet tech. We do cereal boxes and egg cartons and paper bags. You can put kibble, like breakfast in those with some peanut butter, things like that, just makes their minds work a little harder to get to our breakfast. And if they ingest some of those paper products, like, they can pass them.
That's
so
okay. Yeah.
We do a lot of those types of things. There are some great puzzle feeders that you can get on Amazon or Chewy or whatever, to kind of, if we're expending brain energy with our dogs, they hopefully won't need as much physical exercise. So, you know, when we get that cabin fever, some of those things are fun. There are things like snuffle mats, which is like fleece kind of tied together, and you sprinkle their food in there and they kind of have to hunt for it.
Oh, okay.
You can do these different kind of wrap toys. Like, you take a towel and you kind of tie their food up in it, and they have to untie the knots to get to their food.
Or shred them is something.
Shred them is also, use an old towel. Yes. Yeah. But you can pick up things like that. Again, Amazon, pet stores, whatever. And there's lots of things like that for your kitties as well. You know, I've got some kind of little hunter mice toys at home that you can put treats in, and they have to hunt for them and work to get them out. So there's all different kinds of things like that to keep your indoor outdoor animals busy when we don't want to let them outdoors as much. Right. You know, I mentioned our little short-haired dog friends. Some of the things we've had to do at the facility, because our paws are very sensitive to especially these below zero temperatures. We've actually had to put some sheets out on the ground just so we're not like right on that frozen tundra of whatever. And there are some things called like paw salve that you can put on. Simple petroleum jelly, Vaseline type
works.
Stuff works on the paws to keep from that. Now, you know, they'll come in and maybe get that on your carpet or furniture, so wipe their paws. But there's also, you know, some different paw salves on Amazon. Again, one that I have seen people think is great is called Musher's Secret. But Vaseline works just as well. So safety wise, to keep there's also booties, but I've also seen lots of videos of people putting booties on their dogs and they're like, what the heck?
Yeah, can't walk.
No way.
Also, along with that, you know, we had some super strong winds, and I'm a little behind the eight ball here, but, you know, looking outside before you let your dog out into your fenced in yard, make sure that gate is closed. I know when I, you know, let my dog out the backyard, especially because I sometimes have teenagers coming in and out my back door and my back gate, my eye goes right to the gate. Make sure it's latched, you know, the second you're letting your dogs out, because we don't want anyone to get stranded in this weather. God, it's just so cold.
Oh, yeah. I scooped. And I left the side gate open, and my neighbor was out scooping, and all of a sudden, here she comes. I'm like, why is she coming over here? Linda, what are you doing? Oh, here's Teddy. Yeah. He decided to come help me.
Yeah. And it's just, like, it just happens. You know, and the other thing, too, is, as you know, we've had some of these really bad drifts, is making sure that your drift, like, your dog isn't standing on top of a drift to jump over the fence, like that, you know, that earthling kind of comes up. So, again, it's always best safety-wise if you can keep an eye on your pet while they're in the backyard doing their business. And, of course, mine just wants to go out and do his business and come back in.
Exactly.
Thankfully, I don't have a Husky that's like, hey, let's play tag, and it's 14 below.
Yeah, and keep an eye on the smaller dogs with all the snow that we have.
They can get lost in there.
Well,
yeah, they
Well, yeah, or they'll just stand there like, oh, I can't go anywhere.
I don't know where to, yeah. So it's definitely always best to stay outside with your pet. You know, if you're handicapped and you know, just at least watch out the window to mm-hmm. make sure you can see where they're at.
And even if you have a fenced in backyard, one thing that I always did too was, even when it's this bad and I had little dogs, I would still use a cable.
Yeah,
and I would
absolutely.
Cable them out. So
oh, okay.
I could find them again.
Yeah. So those are some safety tips and tricks and things to help you kind of keep pets busy while mm-hmm. we can't get as much physical exercise outside in these temperatures. One of our rescue partners in Papillion Town and Country Humane Society, like, they had some issues with their furnace, and so right. they had to put a call out for temporary fosters mm-hmm. to get some of the dogs moved out into safer conditions or whatever. And these things do happen, right? Like, our back door is frozen shut currently at the facility, and it's just like not a thing that you thought about before, but
right.
You know, lots of inconveniences. But you know, I even saw where some of the town and country fosters, you know, they pulled their cars out of the garage, put potty pads down, and everybody was using the bathroom out in the garage because nobody wanted to go out in the temperatures. So, mm-hmm. you know, you kind of do what you have to do and make do.
Yeah.
So fostering can be a really important thing for any rescue organization when something like that happens. You have a water main break, pipes freeze. Like, these are all things you can plan for, but you can't entirely control. So, you know, it's one thing we like to put a message out there about, like, if you can even temp foster for a week or something like that, you know, to have your name on a list in case something like that happens is mm-hmm. yeah. super, is great resource for everyone to have. So, and volunteering as well, you know, with the weather, we had a lot of volunteers calling in, which I totally understand.
So if you, what do your volunteers do, just so people
so
have an idea?
So we have all kinds of volunteers, right? Like, we have volunteers that help with events, administrative type things. We currently would love to help find somebody to help work on the website because I am not that tech savvy. So we're always looking for people that have time, you know, behind the computer
right.
in evenings yeah. and weekends that could do some updates and things like that. But a lot of people like to volunteer at the facility and walk dogs and help, you know, cuddle the cats and clean kennels and things like that. So volunteering is still really important. Like, it's, you know, we only have so much money to spend on staff mm-hmm. for payroll. So, you know, those volunteer hours are very, very valuable to us and to the staff. So anytime you can spend volunteering to help us out at the facility, we absolutely adore that.
Yeah. This was all also the time of the year. You would think it would be a summer month when you would do the pet licensing, but now is actually a good time to do it.
Yes. So pet licensing in the city of Fremont opens up January 1st. And you have through the month of January to get those pets licensed for the entire year. After February 1st or February 1st and after, you will be charged a delinquent fee of $5. So we do pet licensing at Forever Home. You can also get your pet licensed up at the city office on the second floor. You do need to bring a current rabies certificate. So the vaccination certificate you get from your vet with the little tag on it, that's what you need to bring with you to get your pet licensed. Cost for that before February 1st is $10 for neutered males and spayed females and $15 for unaltered males and females. And again, $5 late fee applies February 1st and after. So
okay.
We are going to be down at Dr. Dobish's in town, traveling vet, this weekend, Saturday 8 to 2 down on Jefferson Street. We will be setting up a table there to do pet licensing right there. So if your rabies is not current, you need to get your pet licensed, get down to Dr. Dobish's. I think he charges $29 for a rabies vaccination. Get those done and we can help you license your pet down there. I'm not sure on times yet. We'll be posting something on our Facebook page.
Okay. All right.
Valentine's Day is coming up.
So the last couple of years, we have had a Valentine's Day dance fundraiser. It's been a lot of fun, and it's grown a little bit every year. We are still in planning. We still need a few more corporate type sponsors. We like to get that. We have a band that comes in, and we like to get that paid for with sponsors. So we're still looking for a few corporate sponsors. I think we need about $800, but we're continuing to get plans in the works. So if there's any corporate sponsors out there that would like to sponsor the Forever Home Valentine's Day dance, we would love to hear from you. You can contact us on our phone number, which is 402-979-8800. Our Facebook page, you can find us fairly easily, and from there links to the website and email address, all that good stuff. So give us a shout if you, I don't know, have a few hundred extra dollars to throw at a throw at a good cause. Last thing I wanted to talk about today is we participate in the Vets Get Pets program. This is a program that is sponsored by the state of Nebraska. There's veteran license plates that people purchase, like special license plates. I can't remember what the right term is for that, but that program sponsors veterans being able to get their adoption fees covered through participating rescues and shelters for animals. So if you're a veteran looking for a companion animal, we can help you get that adoption fee paid for, sponsored by the state, and that is good for both cats and dogs.
That's cool. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Is there a minimum or a max that they'll pay for, or do they pay for the whole thing?
No, we have to submit a application kind of thing to the state. We just list out what the expenses were for that animal, and they haven't denied one yet. So
nice. Very good. That's a good program. Again, a phone number to call,
402-979-8800, and you can text that as well if it's not urgent. You know, the one thing I have noticed with a lot of calls, we get a lot of calls about, well, what do I do to volunteer, or what do I need to do to adopt, like website, all that volunteering, fostering, adoption stuff, that's on our website, which is www.fetchingforeverhomes.org.
not forever, forever.
Yeah. So yeah, you can find basic information there.
All right. Thank you, Martha.
Thanks for having me.
A lot of good stuff this morning. Thanks.
Yeah. Enjoy the cold.